live from the No Panic Zone. I am Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Working to get on a couple of new lists today. I mean, as we head to the dog days of summer, I must qualify for something where I can catch hell. Anyhow, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the left now condemning the 4th of July altogether, which just brings an eye roll for most of us. I mean, seriously, these are the most spoiled, awful people ever. Number two, Northern Chicago, a gunman opened fire at a 4th of July parade. Just makes you think this is coming at a time when gun rights are being widely debated. Seems awfully suspicious, but maybe I'm just that jaded. And number three, the latest polls show Joe Biden has reached all-time lows of approval and all-time highs for disapproval. New polling also shows Donald Trump is the most popular political figure in America today. Can you imagine Donald Trump, the most popular politician in America right now? And by the way, he would win the election with ease against Joe Biden if it were held today. And with the Supreme Court handing down two very consequential rulings at the end on Thursday, it only adds to the angst of the socialists when it comes to the court. They're flat out angry. They want to change all the rules so they can rig every election and every outcome. They will not go quietly. I'm here to tell you that, but they will go. They will not go quietly. But let's start. After all, he's the most popular political figure in America right now. Let's start with Donald Trump from a couple of days ago. Because he's responding to Joe Biden saying America's an idea. And Donald Trump says America's far more than an idea now. Joe Biden's wrong. We need borders. Here, well, actually, this is from October 2020. October 2020, just before the election. I want you to reflect on what President Trump said just before the election, October 2020. Listen to this. Bite number two.
Biden says America is nothing more than an idea, right? He also said, didn't he say Antifa is just an idea, too? So he's saying, only at the villages could you say that. No, he said America was an idea, but come to think of it, he said Antifa's an idea too, right? Well, America's not an idea. It's a great country. Okay? It's a great country. And America is our home. It's a nation, and it's a nation that has borders, you know? When you have borders, you have a nation. You take away the borders. They want to take away the borders. They want to take down the wall. The wall is now 400 plus miles long. How about that?
Yeah, think about that. Yeah, what has happened to the border since he left? Well, 250,000 illegals. Those are just, of course, the ones we're. Those are just the ones that we are catching and counting, of course. So much worse. So much worse than that. You know, if you missed it in the last hour. If you missed it in the last hour, I want you to hear this. A 100-year-old World War II veteran crying. I think it was his daughter that was videotaping him about, you know, what's going on. And he just, he gets emotional. Says this country's going to hell. It's not what he fought for. Not what countless thousands, including his comrades in arms, died for. And this is not it. So here's what I want. I want you to hear bite number three. Listen to what this man has to say. Bite three. Go.
And people don't realize what they have. They bitch about it. And then nowadays, I am so upset that the things we did and the things we fought for and the boys that died for it, it's all gone down the drain. Our country's gone to hell in a handbasket. We haven't got the country we had when I was raised. Not at all. Nobody will have the fun I had. Nobody will have the opportunity I had. It's just not the same. That's not what our boys, that's not what they died for.
It's not what they died for. They died to protect this place, and yet from the inside we have these attacks. So, I don't have the author's name here. As the Democrat Party continues to implode, believe it or not, they're looking back. Everything old is new again. Earlier this year, I co-authored a piece for the Wall Street Journal that argued that a perfect storm in the Democrat Party is making a once unfathomable scenario, a comeback for Hillary Clinton in 2024, highly plausible. This is what they're arguing now in Democrat circles, that Hillary Clinton's going to come back. Our reasoning was that President Biden's low approval rating, doubt about his capacity to run again, Vice President Harris's unpopularity, and the absence of another strong Democrat to lead the ticket have created a leadership vacuum within the party that only Clinton, as an experienced and politically savvy change candidate, can fill. And I hope this person's right. I hope that Hillary Clinton comes back. I think it'd be the greatest thing that could possibly happen. In light of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, upending decades of precedent and revoking a constitutional right that American women have enjoyed for half a century, the case for Clinton's candidacy is even clearer. Regardless of one's own political affiliation or opinion of Clinton, the country knows her as an experienced politician and a champion of women's rights. From her declaration at the United Nations in 1995 that women's rights are human rights, to being the first woman nominated as a major party's candidate for president in 2016, she offers the exact type of leadership that the Democrat Party desperately needs. Whether or not the party leaders will admit it, Democrats know that they need to move on from Biden if they want to stay in the White House in 24 and, even more importantly, have a fighting chance to building a sufficient majority in Congress to advance any element of their agenda going forward. Well, especially codifying abortion rights. And again, I somehow missed the person's, the author's name of that. But I think it would be just fabulous. Fabulous. Don't you? If Hillary came back, I mean, talk about galvanizing resentment against the Democrats. Joe Biden, and now you bring her back? Wouldn't that just be something remarkable? Yeah. I don't think they're capable of being that dumb. But then again, they did foist Joe Biden upon us and tried to tell us for a long time that, oh, he's great. He's great. He's going to unify the country. He's going to be a moderate and lead from the middle. When's that going to start? When is that going to start exactly? Because I haven't seen any moderation from him yet. Yeah. Anyhow. Here's a little update on the war, too. I'll get to you a little bit more on this coming up later as well. Russia has extended its grip on the eastern ends of Ukraine, even though the news departments have been telling us, oh, Ukraine's winning and Zelensky's a hero. Well, it's not playing out that way. Wishful thinking and piles of money being, you know, sent there courtesy of you. We'll keep an eye on it. Let's see. Coming up next, Michael Fitch will be here, the director of the Texas Association of Sports Officials. We have a shortage, you know, of umpires. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.